Well, that's quite a way to cap off a four-game road trip, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Find a way to win if we're not scoring, you know? It's a hard fought. Liked our game in terms of the compete and a lot of the things we had to do to beat that team on back-to-back especially. It's a good sign for our team. Great for Michael Hutchinson and for our team. You know, that's a tough place to put a guy. Full value for the result. He was very, very good. He made some difficult things look simple, controlled his rebounds really well, lots of confidence by the defense in front of him. Good shot blocks. You know, lots of the battling hard things that we have to do and kind of embrace as who we are went into that, getting a chance to win a game like that.
Just expand on that shot blocking aspect and what your club was able to do in front of him at key times.
Well, they had some chances, don't get me wrong, but with the zone time that they had, we did a pretty darn good job of keeping it to the outside, and when we got in a little bit of trouble, somebody put their body in harm's way and blocked the shot, and we had 30 of them, so there were enough of those attempts. But that was kind of the theme, I think, of the third period in New York, you know, starting to win some of the ugly battles and not expecting the game to be smooth. And when we embraced that and just play like a good, solid, grinding team, eventually our offense will come. But we've got starting, I think, to lay a good framework of being a good defensive team. That starts with your goaltending, regardless of how hard you play. And both, I mean, we've given up one goal in, I think, our last, what is it, 8 or 9 periods now, maybe 10 going back to the third period in the Islands. So good goaltending and lots of sacrifice in front of them.
Big start for Michael Hutchinson after, you know, it didn't go so well in his first one.
It was a big start for our organization, for Michael Hutchinson. Not that we have full belief that he's going to play and play well for us for a long time, but his first crack in the NHL, I yank him in the first game and he gets a period and comes into Chicago. So good for him, because now it lets us, one, it'll shorten the frequency till his next start. So he's got lots of confidence and we want him. That takes some pressure off Pav, which is something we need to do here. In terms of the sheer numbers of starts he gets. And when we get into another one of these back-to-backs, and we're going to have them, the guys will see Hutch going in the net with the full belief that we got a chance to win the game.
It wasn't as much of a factor today, but the penalty kill has been pretty great on this
one. Our penalty kill has been really good. Block shots. We struggled in the face-off circle, so they had a lot of zone time in here. But even in the stretch of games where we were giving up goals, we weren't giving up more chances. We were actually giving up less chances and fewer shots. So just some breaks off sticks. You got to get a little lucky to kill penalties. But our penalty killing's been very, very solid all year long.
Well, it's hard to get a shutout in this league. Can you remember a time when you had back-to-back shutouts?
Yeah, I don't know that I've been behind the bench for back-to-back. It's really difficult to do, especially with the schedule that everybody has and being on the road. But one of those ones for the memory bank, right? Your team gets to keep those more than anything, more than the 5-4 wins, remembering how to grind it out at the end, and you know, Vander Kane's block shot at the end. So everybody pitching in on those. You get to hang on to those and build that confidence with them.
What does this road trip do? You know, we'll go back home for just a couple, and then you head right back out again, just confidence-wise for the group when they're outside of your building?
Well, we have to build on it at home. There's no question. Two tough teams in Nashville, Pittsburgh, but you're going back out the road, and you're not afraid to do it. You know, you've got some confidence there. We're a couple games over 500 on the road, so feeling reasonably good about ourselves and kind of reestablishing that game, because our two road games in L.A. and San Jose at the end of that trip, our first trip, weren't great. So we really did a good job of, I think, building some faith back in the room that we're not afraid to play and play well on the road.
Thanks, folks.
Okay, guys.